McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
We have a fascinating interview. My first guest tonight is Aline Roovers, who is a spokeswoman for the Dutch police. She's talking to me tonight about the tragic case of Bernadette Betty Szabo. Betty was just 19 when she was killed in the Amsterdam red light district in 2009, and a new innovative approach has now been launched to solve her murder. Aline, I wonder if you could give us a little bit of background first and tell us who Betty was.
Yes, well, first of all, thank you very much for giving attention to this case, or drawing attention, because we really want to reach the bigger audience than just people from the Netherlands. Betty was, actually her full name was Bernadette Szabo, and she was born and raised in Hungary. She moved to Amsterdam when she was about 18 years old, and then she started working as a sex worker in Amsterdam in the red light district.
And what happened?
Well, first of all, at some point she fell pregnant, and she continued to work as a sex worker. After she delivered her baby, she turned back to work only very shortly after. And then when her baby was about 3 months old, she was murdered in a very brutal way in her workspace in the red light district.
And where are Betty's family, Aline?
You mean now?
Yeah.
Well, I can't share any details.
Okay.
No,
that's fine. I was just wondering if they were there. That's fine.
We are in very close contact with the family, and so they know that we launched this campaign, and they really have given us and the trust their approval by doing this.
It sounds like she didn't have an easy life.
No. She definitely did not have an easy life. And that, like, her case is also a special one, and especially because of the fact that it's a very tragic one. I mean, she was still very young. She had a difficult life. She worked long hours as a sex worker in the red light district. She had a baby at a very young age. And that's also one of the reasons why our court case team never could really let go of her story. And that's why they decided to do a final attempt of trying to solve the case.
And what were the challenges that the police came up against when investigating it?
What do you mean, challenges?
Well, in terms of the investigation, what form did it take? Because, I mean, it's a busy place, and I would imagine it's quite a difficult investigation.
Yeah, well, right after her murder, we launched a very major investigation. You know, evidence had been secured from the crime scene at the time, footage had been reviewed, witnesses interviewed, etc. All the normal things we would do with a crime scene investigation or a crime investigation. But at the time, despite all the efforts, we couldn't solve the case. So then it became a cold case, unfortunately.
And so that brings us to now. What is this new innovative approach that you're deploying to solve the murder? Can you describe it for us?
Well, yes. So this cold case team thought, okay, if we were going to do this final attempt of trying to solve this case, we really want to catch people's attention. And normally we try to give victims a face in the hope that people know what they're doing it for, who they're doing it for. And in this way, we thought, how can we catch people's attention? And someone came up with the idea of creating a hologram. So this hologram is this computer-generated visualization of Betty. So it's actually sort of fictional holographic representation of Betty. It's not a 100% match, but it shares details that are very similar. For example, like a big eye-catching tattoo that she had on her body. And we think this hologram is really visually powerful and also a personal memory of Betty. And in order to, we wanted to give her like almost a literal face in the hope to motivate people to help us in solving this case or sharing information.
And how has that been met with by the public? Has it brought about any new information?
Well, so far the reactions have been, first of all, really positive. People have been really enthusiastic about this campaign, and so far we also received many, many tips. However, not the golden tips, as we would say. So we still really want to encourage people to share this story and give us any information if they know anything.
And there would be an international flair to this because the red light district is very busy, obviously, with tourists. For those that aren't familiar with it, it's chock-a-block with people from all around Europe and indeed further afield. Is there anything you can tell us about the time of her death that could maybe jog the memories of anyone listening in if they were in Amsterdam at the time?
Yeah, so it happened on the evening of February 19th, 2009. And it was in the red light district, indeed. So that's a very busy place. I think one of the most busiest places in Amsterdam and also one of the most international ones because we have so many people from different nationalities passing by every day, also in that time. So that's also why we really want to reach out to the public like even further than just in the Netherlands, because also in that time people might have visited the red light district, maybe even visited Betty herself while she was at work, or maybe they have heard or know something. And one of the other reasons is also that she had the Hungarian nationality, so she came from abroad, and we know that people that commit serious crimes like this, like a murder, we know from research that people tell multiple people about what they've done. So this means, or we actually assume, that there will be people around in this world that know more of her murder. And it's now over 15 years ago, and we know relationships might have changed between people. So that might make people also more willing to talk about what they know now. So that's also one of the reasons why we really want to reach out to the public now.
And did the case make national headlines when it happened in Amsterdam?
In 2009, I did not work with the police.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, I'm not sure, but I guess yes, because this obviously is a huge tragic story. So I guess it must have made the headlines back then.
Yeah, I can imagine because I mean it's made news over here and everywhere. So we wish you the best of luck with it. Before I let you go, I want to ask you: how can people get in touch with you if they do remember anything from 2009 around the time of Betty's death?
Yes, of course they can always reach us, the Dutch police, via our website or via telephone. So from abroad, you can easily visit our website, which is politie, which is. New word for you to learn in Dutch. Politie is police in Dutch, P-O-L-I-T-I-E. And you can phone us on our Dutch number, which is 0900-8844, which is the regular police number for non-emergency calls in the Netherlands.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, do you know what, if people keep talking about this internationally, you never know. Somebody might just know something and somebody might just be able to come forward because it's a very tragic and sad case. And just from all of us here, we wish you the best of luck with the investigation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing this information with us.
Thank you, Aline. I appreciate you giving us your time tonight. Good night to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Well, there you go, Aline Rovers. So if anyone knows anything and was in Amsterdam at the time, a lot of Irish people go over there. If you're listening in tonight, you can maybe even get in touch with the programme and we'll put you in touch with the relevant authorities there.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.